young boy falls prey to a vicious attacker, leaving his life hanging by a thread.
He told me he couldn't see me and that he was scared, and that's when I got scared.
A husband is struck down by the deadliest parasite on the planet.
I'm thinking, my husband's dying in front of my eyes.
And a marathon runner picks up a ruthless killer that attacks him from the inside.
I was very concerned that if we didn't have a diagnosis soon, Nathan would die.
Three very different parasites, all with the same lethal strategy. They feed off their hosts, then leave them for dead. They are cold-blooded killers. Worms, invisible to the human eye. Insects, thirsty for blood. Microscopic amoeba. They might look harmless, but these are some of nature's deadliest creatures. They can hijack our bodies, disable our immune systems. They are parasites, but to those infected, they are the monsters inside me. Parasites are organisms that live in or on other living organisms, called hosts. If infected with these parasites, the chances of survival are very slim, as one family is about to find out. It's September 2008. Steve and Laurie Spielman live in the town of Baldwinsville, New York.
The thing that attracted me to Baldwinsville was it had a great winter. It was a big hockey community.
Their 9-year-old son, Chris, lives and breathes ice hockey. One morning in early autumn, the Spielmans take Chris to hockey trials.
Chris has spent all summer working real hard to pass this travel team tryout.
But when it's Chris's turn, he isn't his usual competitive self.
He was dropping his stick, and he looked like he was struggling. He was usually one of the fastest skaters, and he was coming in last in some of these drills.
His mom, Laurie, also notices Chris's unusual behavior. The next day, the team's roster is posted online.
We went on the website, and they listed all the team players, and Chris's name was not on it. Chris was extremely upset.
Steve and Laurie encourage Chris to put the disappointment behind him. A few days later, when Chris comes home from school, Laurie notices something strange.
I noticed that he just would days off.
By the end of the week, the Spielmans realize that lack of concentration is the least of Chris's problems.